Hi everyone, welcome back to Breakaway Tuitions podcast. We're up to episode 8. Episode 7.
Somewhere under 10.
Somewhere under 10, that's it. today I have David Wetton here with me from School Shades, and we're going to talk about eye health for our children and why it's really important that we protect our children's eyes and eye health.
Thanks for having me in.
No, it's my absolute pleasure. I'm so excited to have you in to have a chat about what we're doing today.
Yeah.
I've known you for a few years now, and I've sort of seen your business as you've been growing it, and all the ups and downs along the way.
Yeah, the trajectory of small business,
that's it.
Not always smooth path, but hopefully it's upwards.
Well, that's it. It's always upwards, upwards. And I've always been in awe of your dedication to, you know, like I said, our kids' eye health and how important it really is and the difference that you're making in schools.
Well, thank you. Appreciate that. It's one of those things as a former primary teacher that is beyond business for me, and it's a passion. And though once you're out of the classroom and you're in business, you have to be very careful about how you craft that word passion, because some people can see it as a mission to make sales, but really what it's all about is making a change in our psyche and a change in the way we think about sun safety for children. Because basically what I'm asking parents to do for their kids is something that parents do for themselves every day of the week.
Yeah, and I think that's really important. We do so many things as parents for ourselves every day, and we don't put a second thought sometimes in for our kids.
Yeah, on things that are off the radar for us, or when we don't know. And of course, the difficulty is that many of the health issues that we have later in life as adults actually start off or seed as children.
Yeah.
Anything to do with, say, diet, exercise, learning, as you would know.
Yeah, that's it.
Health-related issues start as children. So as a society, the more that we can do as a preemptive health measure is going to have a benefit for our society later on.
That's it. I think that's a really, really important point. So what prompted you to actually start School Shades?
Well, so School Shades is a sunglasses company specifically for primary school students. And I have three children myself, and my little boy had a routine operation to unblock a tear duct. And his ophthalmologist noted that there was a fleshy overgrowth in the bottom of his eye, unseen to us during that operation. He asked me to have a look at it, and it was really confronting. And he told me that it was the early signs of UV-related damage. Adults have something called pterygium with a silent PT. And my son had the early signs of that, and it was cut out. And he said, gee, I'm glad we got this early, because if we hadn't, it may have just gone undetected. And in his 30s, he may have had to have had further surgery on this, and his eye health would have suffered as a result. So that was really the launching pad for me to think about eye health. And I use basically my love of children and my knowledge of how schools and their communities work to start a business and a mission to protect kids' eye health.
Wow, that's something really, really special, I think. Especially, like you said, it was really personal and close to home. That obviously gives you a lot more of a push as well when times get a bit tough.
Yeah, like the middle of winter, when people aren't necessarily coming to me. And you're right. But since then, to be honest, the mission has gone past that initial stage. And I'm now inspired by assistant principals and principals and teachers and parents who I liaise with, who have taken this on as their mission within their own school community. And we partner with 347 schools now, and so many of them now, in air quotes, get it.
Yeah.
And that's really not only satisfying, but quite moving, because partnerships are what we're really all about.
Yeah, that's it. And I mean, we're so big on our kids wearing hats and things, and I'm pretty sure they still have no hat, no play in primary school.
Yeah.
I know that they have it in daycare as well. Yes. So my daughter June, she has to have a hat with her.
Yeah.
Otherwise, she's not allowed outside, which I still find interesting. Yeah. But obviously, like, it's really important that we are looking after our...
Well, I mean, the human eye is 10 times more sensitive to UV rays than the skin.
That's crazy.
10 times more sensitive.
That's absolutely crazy.
And if you think about how often we use our eyes, let's say from the minute we wake up to the minute we go to sleep, and what we put our eyes through, apart from our increased use of screen time and technology, we drive, we walk, we play sport, we hang out the washing. We are always looking into the sun and UV rays.
Yeah.
And we don't hesitate to protect our skin with a hat or sun-smart clothing or sunscreen.
That's it.
But quite often, for children, their eyes are the last thing that we're looking at.
Yeah, that's... And, like, admittedly, like, I don't know whether June's too young to have sunglasses yet. Probably not. They probably have little baby ones.
Yeah. From about the age of 3, it's recommended that children have wraparound sunglasses.
Mm.
It doesn't have to be every day, and it doesn't have to be every minute.
Yeah.
It should just be during peak UV times, between about 10:30 and 2, which is often when recess and lunchtime take place. I often say to schools, in terms 4 and terms 1, protect little eyes from the sun.
Yeah, yeah. And that, like you said, like, we don't think about protecting our skin. We know that we'll get sunburnt and turn into lobsters or, you know.
But of course, what happens, you know, with the cumulative effect of getting sunburnt?
Well, we end up with cancers, skin cancers, that's right.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, we just never seem to put that same emphasis to our eyes.
Yeah.
Which, like you said, we use them all the time, don't we?
Getting a mole or skin cancer cut out of your skin is painful and expensive. That's I've just had 3 done. But compare that to getting pterygium or cataracts or macular degeneration surgically removed from your eyes.
That's it.
I would rather be wearing sunglasses to protect my eyes now and not have to go through that later, especially at about $4,000 a pop per operation.
Wow, that's so expensive, isn't it? My goodness. And so at the moment you only do primary school.
Yeah.
But
we do supply to some preschools.
Yeah.
But preschools are particularly sun smart places, and so they often have their kids in during peak UV times. They might be playing outside from 9 to 10, then again from 2 to 3, but often preschools... And often those children are having a little nap during the day.
Yeah.
But primary school kids are out a lot.
A lot. At those times.
They're out playing sport, recess, and lunch.
Yeah.
High school students, well, sun safety really hasn't filtered through enough into high schools, and principals find it hard to even get their students to wear a hat. So
that's
let alone school sunglasses that are provided for them. But look, you know, the wheel turns, and maybe in the future with a new range, that might be something we do as well.
Yeah, well, that's it. And so you've spoken a little bit about, you know, why it's really important for children to wear sunglasses. What about ourselves?
Yeah, look, adults still need to wear them. I mean, when we hang out the washing, when we go for a drive, sometimes if we're out for a walk along a riverbank or near reflective surfaces like concrete or water, we squint and we've got to stop the squint. Protecting our eyes now is super important for us as adults. The damage would mostly have been done in childhood, and we'll all find out later on to what extent our eyes have been damaged. It's really not about whether it's a sunny day or not. Sometimes in cloudy weather, the UV rays can be just as high.
Yeah.
UV is invisible.
Well, that's right, isn't it?
And the damage is not visible until later in life.
Yeah.
As it is with so many things.
Well, that's it.
But yes, adults, we need to keep protecting our eyes. And if we model that behavior as parents and as teachers, children will pick up on that.
Yeah. Oh, and that's too. Yeah. Well, that's right.
They want to be mini versions of us.
That's it. So if we are making sure that we're still being sun safe and protecting our eyes and everything else, then
if it's bright enough for you as an adult to wear your sunglasses, it is for your child.
Well, that's right. And even on that point, like, I know my daughter, if I tell her we're going outside, she'll grab my hat and put it on my head too.
Yeah.
Remind me to wear my own sunglasses or my own hat too.
Definitely.
So what about kids with prescription glasses?
Sure. Well, Australia is, you know, obviously a sun-smart nation, and we've been aware of the dangers of this for a long time. And so what ophthalmologists and optometrists did was they got together to make sure that lenses for prescription glasses already have UV quality built into them.
Mm-hmm.
So that often comes through the fact that children's prescription glasses are made out of shatterproof polycarbonate.
Yeah.
And so they already have that UV quality built in. Because children's prescriptions can vary year to year, it's not like a shoe size that goes up in size. Yeah. Children's prescriptions can change quite a lot. The best advice for them is to continue wearing their prescription glasses and their hat, and then they've got maximum coverage. Of course, some parents are moving towards tinted lenses for their prescription glasses, and that is a little bit more expensive. But as we touched on before, you know, a stitch in time saves nine. A little bit of money spent now will avoid a great deal of heartache and cost later in life.
Yeah, that's right. And so I know that sometimes we do need sunlight to, you know, help us develop different parts of ourselves. Why do children's eyes still need some exposure to sunlight and things as well?
Walking to school, getting off the bus, sitting in a classroom with windows is easily enough natural light for their eyes every day.
Okay.
School shades are really designed for just recess and lunch and sports carnivals, just at those peak UV times. We don't need a whole lot of sunlight for our eyes. And in fact, a lot of the vitamin D that people talk about when we talk about absorbing sunlight actually comes through our food and our diet. So it all comes together, like everything in health.
Yeah.
A good diet with vitamin-rich foods will provide excellent sources of vitamin D, and then just normal, regular amounts of sun.
Yeah, that
should be enough.
That's a good thing to think about as well. Our diets. That's again something that we overlook. We don't think about what vitamins and minerals we're getting in our diets. And
yes, if you serve it, it's probably going to be better than something over the counter.
That's true.
If it's green, that's positive.
Yeah, that's a good thing.
Yeah.
So, I mean, kids always lose things.
They do.
And how can you, you know, guarantee that my child's not going to lose their sunglasses?
I can't. But I can take a whole lot of steps to minimise that risk. So on the inside of every pair of school shades is an ID panel, a white ID panel, on which to write the child's name. And we even provide our schools with the thin tip markers to do it, because everyone's busy. They don't want to go out and have to buy the markers to do it. There's a case, a really tough case, and we say to schools that the mantra is, for students, they're either on your face or back in the case. They clip onto a school bag or onto a lunchbox. My daughter likes to have hers there to remind her. And, you know, like any piece of uniform, labelling it is the best way for it to come back. Occasionally, kids will leave it on a lunch desk, but, you know, on a cold day here in the Highlands, we don't say to kids, well, you can't wear your jumper today because at lunchtime it might be a bit hot, and if you take it off and leave it there and a teacher has to bring it back to you, I'll be so cross.
That's it.
We just work around kids.
Yeah, that's it.
But you know
it.
What? As adults, we're not perfect either.
True.
How many times do we tap our wallet, tap our pockets and say, where's my wallet, or where are my keys? We develop habits around it, so we have a peg. We hang our keys when we come in, or we have a spot on the bench. That's where my purse or wallet goes.
That's it.
If only our phones weren't so addictive.
True.
Because we are never without our phones. We never forget those, do we?
Well, that's it. And I think that if we forget them, we go into a bit of a panic now as well. Which
Which
isn't a good thing.
No, it's not.
So they come in lots of different colours.
Yeah.
Do they come in all different school shades, colours? Or?
Yeah. So obviously primary schools often have primary colours as their uniform items. And school shades are a navy blue, sky blue, royal blue, red, black, green, maroon, and that matches the school uniform because we want it to be a reflection of the school uniform policy.
Mm-hmm.
We even professionally print the school's name on each pair in indelible ink. And it really just sends a message to the wider community that this school is SunSmart.
Mm.
I partnered with a local school recently called Avoca Public School, sort of nestled between Bowral, Mossvale and Robertson in the hills there. And it's a school of 30, but they purchased a pair for all of their students to wear because they have such an active lifestyle at that school. They're always out feeding the chickens, exploring the neighbouring farms, that they really saw the value in it. And whether it's a small school like Avoca with 30 kids or a big school like Regentville out the back of Penrith, 900 kids, every child has value in looking after their eyes, and they're as important to me, each pair of eyes, whether it's, you know, a small school, and we even supply to schools as small as 5 students.
So there's plenty of different options. And so what are the biggest features of your sunglasses?
Well, I think the fact that they're sturdy is the biggest feature.
Yeah.
Because they've got to be kid tough to survive the playground.
That's it.
And sure, you know, occasionally there is a breakage, so we just replace them for that school.
Yeah.
We don't want schools to have that hassle. I think having the school name printed on the side is really, really cool.
It's a big
one. The polycarbonate lenses that are shatterproof so that you can wear them during active play. I mean, some kids go to school so that at lunchtime they can play with their friends. That's the highlight of their day. Mini World Cup soccer games or mini AFL grand finals. And they've got to be able to withstand that, and they do. And I think the case, you know, to be able to put them on your face or back in the case, it sets the habit for the child, like we talked about with keys and wallets and phones.
That's it. That's important.
They're so much more responsible than sometimes we give them credit for. Little people are amazing if they see the value in something.
Well, that's right. And, you know, why wouldn't they see the value in protecting their eyes and their eye health as well? And so, you know, what are you really hoping to achieve? Like, what's your... Do you have an end goal, or do you have like a...
Yeah, well, look, there's no end in education.
No, there never is.
No, it's a it's an evolving process.
That's it.
But my goal is to inform as many school communities as I can about the importance of their children's eye health.
Mm.
If that means that we continue to pick up and partner with schools, then that's an added bonus.
Yeah.
But I see my role as part business, part educator.
Mm-hmm.
And if I can plant seeds of thought in enough schools that there is a cultural shift in the way we approach sun safety in Australia, then I'll know that we've been successful in the mission.
That's it. That's a really important point, isn't it? And so if there are people listening today that really think that their school... be valued by your school chains, how can they contact you?
Well, probably the first port of call is the website. So I'd encourage people to visit schoolshades.com.au. There are contact links there. There are there's a drop-down menu for frequently asked questions. But the best way is for them to invite me to come along and give a 3 to 5 minute presentation to their PNC, bring personalised samples, talk about implementation strategies, talk about the need for community involvement and support around the project. And then really I leave it to that school community to make the ultimate decision. I can only take it so far with each school. Everyone's got to make their own mind up on this and to be informed through their own decision making. And, you know, once upon a time, not that long ago, children did not wear hats to school.
That's true, that's true.
And there's not a principal in Australia now who would dare send her or his students out to play without a hat.
Yeah, that's it. So
I do see a future where this is, I don't even need to use the word mandatory. I just think widely accepted and valued.
Yeah, that's it. That's right. And, you know, if your school currently doesn't use school shades, I'd really encourage you to approach, you know, your PNC and the appropriate, you know, people to get David in.
Uniform committee people are always looking for different ways to improve the presentation of their school uniform. And this doesn't have to be a compulsory item, but gee, it's an important
It's really important feature. That's it. And I'll pop all of David's details up on our website and podcast for you as well, if you want to click across there and get a bit more information. And yeah, but thank you very much for coming in and having me today.
It's been great.
Oh, it's my absolute pleasure. And hopefully all of those that are listening have something to think about, particularly for their children's eye health. And otherwise, I'll catch you guys next episode. Have a nice day. Bye.